Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, again, I say it's a good time to catch shows before they close. Right now, your best bet is John Proctor is the Villain. I love that one. The Tony winner for Best Drama, Purpose, I believe is about to close, if not already. Take a Banana for a Ride, the one-man Roastmasters show, seemed to have had a brief run. Others have quietly become more affordable. Yes, even Oh Mary. Anyway, most of the focus now is on what's coming or moving. Now, Art, A-R-T, just opened on Broadway with three big names, Cannavale, Corden, and Harris. Getting nice reviews. It's an old show, but surprisingly relevant. Bo, the musical, is heading uptown, ! Following a sold-out extended run, the critically acclaimed original show will move to out-of-the-box theatrics, new home at St. Luke's Theater. That's on West 46th Street. I like that one. The production will begin performances October 13th. Now, Bo the Musical is conceived and written by Douglas Lyons. He wrote two shows that I thought were hilarious, Chicken and Biscuits and Table 17. It has music by Ethan Pachar. The production is directed and choreographed by Josh Rhodes. It's set in Nashville and Memphis, Tennessee, and Bo the Musical features eight actor-musicians telling the story of one Ace Baker, a young queer singer-songwriter whose life is forever changed when he makes a discovery. How's that for a tease? And the Kit Kat Club continues, as in Cabaret. The revolving cast keeps, well, revolving. Marisha Wallace is now Sally Bowles, where she and Billy Porter, as the MC, are headlining the final months of this staging at the August Wilson Theater. My God, Cabaret finally coming to an end. I believe I saw Marisha Wallace as Miss Adelaide in the amazing Guys and Dolls at the Bridge Theater in London. I saw that last year. Now, off-Broadway, an iconic company, theater, is being celebrated and well-deserved, that being La Mama in New York City, which has a proud legacy to showcase. 80% of what is now considered the American theater originated at La Mama, the playwright and actor Harvey Firestein once said. Mr. Firestein developed his Tony Award-winning play, Torch Song Trilogy, at La Mama. That one debuted in 1981. And if you are a big Broadway fan, as in collectibles, well, this is your month. The Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction returns Sunday, September 21st, in the heart of New York City's Theater District. Explore your favorite show's tables and bid on rare memorabilia and unique experiences. These are silent and live auctions. You can get signed playbills, stage-used props. Anyway, don't miss your chance to own a piece of theater history. Speaking of potential history, how's this? Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will soon play its 2,328th performance, thereby moving up the rankings of the longest-running Broadway shows of all time. On September 1st, it will overtake Abbey's Irish Rose. Now, what is that? I have no idea. All I know is it played 2,327 performances. Anyway, that was the third longest-running Broadway play. What can I say? Well, let's talk about stage and screen stuff, as I often do. Now, you likely know that Downton Abbey, the finale, is on movie screens as we speak. And so many of the performers have or are gracing our stages. Elizabeth McGovern, for one, is now playing, or just closed, I think, as Ava Gardner in a one-woman show called Ava. Paul Giamatti enjoyed a long stage career in his early years. He made his Broadway debut in 1995 with Lincoln Center Theater's production of Tom Stoppard's Arcadia. Oh God, I love that show. In the original production, Giamatti portrayed an amateur poet and botanist from the 19th century. He starred alongside Blair Brown, Billy Crudup, and Victor Garber, all, by the way, who have moved nicely between the mediums. Now, P.S., that same year, Giamatti returned to Broadway in Racing Demon, another Lincoln Center production. had opened 3 months after the closing of Arcadia. Speaking of actors who have moved nicely from one medium to another, let's talk about James Gandolfini. Yes, of Tony Soprano fame. Now, I often suggest books, as you know, and right now I am reading Jason Bailey's, which is called Gandolfini. It's a new one. Now, it turned out the actor began off and off New York stages. Nothing notable at first, but it eventually, his work led to that HBO monster series. Years later, he saw a play in London called God of Carnage about two pairs of parents meeting to discuss a playground fight between their sons. If they move this to New York, I'd love to audition for it, he told his agent. Audition? This Emmy-winning actor? Well, not necessary, of course, but as the author of the book writes, quote, his roots were in the theater and he was so proud to go back. That was a really good experience for him, end quote. Well, no wonder he ended up sharing the Broadway stage with Jeff Daniels, Hope Davis, and Marcia Gay Harden. Somehow I felt like an actor again, Gandolfini said later. Being on stage fulfills you in a different way. God of Carnage opened in February of 2009, and the critics loved it. The New York Times wrote, it was an extra pleasure to watch James Gandolfini transition out of being America's TV heavy into a deft stage comedian. If I'm not mistaken, I think he won the Tony for that. Which brings me to a man named Dan Loria, who so many know from his television work, Wonder Years comes to mind, and theater as well. He played Vince Lombardi in a one-man show on Broadway. Right now, he is appearing at West Los Angeles' very popular Odyssey Theater. He is presenting a play he wrote and stars in. It's a two-character piece called Just Another Day. Now, his co-star is Patty McCormick. That name mean anything? Well, those of us of a certain age still remember her as the little girl in The Bad Seed. Well, it turns out Patty McCormick has been performing on stage all these decades, and she's absolutely lovely and humorous in this piece. She and Dan Loria are sitting on a bench for this 1 hour and 45 minute show at the Odyssey, talking primarily about memory. You say hard to forget, I say easy to remember. Lots of good lines. And fans of old great movies that featured famous duos will enjoy this one as well. P.S., you'll likely see some well-known folks in the audience, as Loria has been a true favorite among his co-workers over the years. I had Wendy Malick, Gary Cole, and Jean Smart in mind. Anyway, Just Another Day is more than just another show. Anyway, I hope you'll find a show near you, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.